Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. The date is Sunday, the 11th of June. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to take you through all your latest Liverpool news. But before I do, I want to tell everybody that there's just over 24 hours remaining to take advantage of our MAC10 code on Red Men Plus. And that is, if you sign up as a Red Men Plus Club Captain yearly subscriber, you will get that content for just half price. That's just £25 for a whole year's worth. For content, and that ends at midnight on the 12th of June. So make sure you get over there and do it before it's too late. Now then, let's get into the important stuff. So I want to start us off with Liverpool links to Bayern Munich defender Benjamin Pavard. So Christian Falk has brought us this one, and the Bild reporter has confirmed that Liverpool have been talking to the Frenchman's agents. And it's been a name that's been around for a couple of weeks, to be honest with you. And at first I thought it was just speculation. Didn't feel like a move Liverpool were really going to pursue, because the other defenders that we've been linked with have been a lot younger, the likes of Jurrien Timber, Mickey van der Ven. It felt like if we were going to go and buy a centre-back this season, this summer, it would be a young one who could develop into something, whereas Pavard, 27, World Cup winner, is very much the finished product, and you know what you're going to get, and he'd come in and he'd probably demand a role pretty much straight away. So it is an interesting one, but I suppose when you dig a little bit deeper into it, we know, you know, Joe Gomez and Joel Matip both have major availability issues, and, you know, form-wise, neither of them this season really covered themselves in glory. And you add into the mix Konate's, I suppose, semi-regular injury issues as well, which is unfortunate because he is outstanding, and given a prolonged run in the team, he would just get better and better because he's still so young. He's still got plenty to develop. He's still got plenty to learn, but he is already superb. So it's a really unique challenge, I suppose, this summer in terms of the defensive situation, because we all want one, but where does he fit? Because there's already conversations about your left-sided centre-back, because at the minute it's Andy Robertson when he tucks in. And then at the minute with Trent going into midfield, Konate fits the bill perfectly. But when it's not Konate, who is it? Now, Pavard plays as both a centre-back and a right-back, and he's done both quite a lot throughout his career. He actually prefers to play as a centre-back, but he has done right-back an awful lot as well. He plays 20 times as a right-back this season, just gone for Bayern Munich, and 23 times as a centre-half. So there's definitely scope there to bring someone in like him, because he certainly fits the bill. Now, he's under contract at Bayern Munich until 2024, and I think there's definitely a possibility that he leaves this summer, because there's a few clubs linked already, and Liverpool seem to be very much at the forefront of the pursuit. So it's one that I didn't foresee happening. There's no sort of mention of price just yet, but for the right price, it's a player and a deal that could make a lot of sense for Liverpool. I think if you start talking upwards of like 40, 50 million, it's probably one you should back away from. But anything less than that for a versatile defender who, like I say, he's won the World Cup, he's been capped 47 times by France, he's 4 times Bundesliga winner, won the Champions League, won the Club World Cup as well. You know, he's amassed a lot of experience down the years, including he's made 276 appearances for Bayern Munich alone. So it is a deal for the right price that would make a lot of sense, it has to be said. And obviously a player well known to Thiago, former teammate at Bayern Munich, of course. He's currently playing his trade with Sadio Mane, who's been over there for a year. Another Liverpool-linked man, Ryan Gravenberch, he'll know him well if that deal comes to fruition. So it's a fascinating one, and one definitely to keep an eye on, because Christian Falk is particularly reliable and a deal that could well gain some more traction over the coming days. Just to say on him as well, whilst making those 43 appearances for Bayern Munich, he scored 7 goals and provided 1 assist. And, you know, 7 goals from centre-half stroke right-back aren't to be sniffed at. So, yeah, a deal Liverpool could well go and get done, and it would definitely fix a problem that we do have, and that is the right-sided centre-back role. Whether Pavard would be happy to come in and, I suppose, play second fiddle to someone like Ibrahima Konate, that's up for debate. I'm not entirely sure he would, being in the prime of his career, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see on that one. And just another note on it also, his injury record isn't really one to be overly concerned about. He has had problems in his career, but they tend to only be quite short-term issues, and he had a couple of coronavirus layoffs as well, which, let's be honest, almost every footballer in the world had during the height of the pandemic. So, yeah, I think he ticks quite a few boxes. It wasn't a deal I was convinced on to begin with, but here we are, and with Christian Falk reporting it, like I say, there definitely seems to be some legs to it. Next, I want to move on to just a quick one on Kefren Turam. Now, Get French Football News have, I suppose, poured a little bit of cold water on the Turam deal, only in terms of last week we believed that he had already agreed personal terms. Now, they've said that isn't quite the case just yet, but the deal is getting closer. So, not necessarily ruling out the possibility of a 22-year-old coming to Anfield, but saying, just hold your horses, it's not quite as close as perhaps we believed it was. But this is a deal I think we're all getting more and more excited about. We're all seeing lots more on him, learning more about him as a player. And we at Red Men will have you covered as ever if that deal does indeed happen.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Moving on then to another midfielder. This one's slightly a newer name, I suppose, in the frame for the Reds. And it's James Ward-Prowse, recently relegated with Southampton, of course. And Liverpool are reportedly interested in signing the Southampton man. This comes from the Daily Mail. Now, they claim that Southampton have set a £50 million asking price for their captain, which from their perspective I can understand because he is so integral to them. He, you know, in many senses had a decent season yet again in the Premier League despite their relegation. Now, Liverpool aren't shy of going and signing relegated players, but for £50 million, not a chance. Like, that is definitely one to steer clear of at that price. He's 28 years old now. He's under contract until 2026. So Southampton do hold a particular amount of cards when it comes to Ward-Prowse. But for Liverpool, we should be not even considering him for that sort of fee. But it does say in the report that Liverpool would be tempted to sign Ward-Prowse at £25 million, and they will face competition from Newcastle and West Ham. No surprise to the other clubs sniffing around him, like I say. Very much a Premier League level footballer who, as things stand, will be playing in the Championship next season. However, I've already said, anything even remotely close to £50 million should be an absolute no-no for Liverpool and James Ward-Prowse, because that money could be attributed far better elsewhere. For the mentioned £25 million, possibly, I feel as though Southampton wouldn't really be inclined to accept that. And the other clubs, Newcastle especially, and perhaps West Ham, will be willing to go a little bit higher than £25 million, especially if West Ham lose Declan Rice. They're going to need they're going to need another leader in the midfield. And like I say, captain of Southampton, Ward-Prowse would tick the boxes for them. So one that could well happen further down the line. It feels as though if we're sort of still talking late July, perhaps early August, and Ward-Prowse is still at Southampton and Liverpool haven't quite managed to fix all their midfield problems just yet, maybe we take a punt on James Ward-Prowse at around the 25 to 30 million mark. Who knows? But for now, I think it's one just to take a watching brief on, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. So I will move on, much like Liverpool should, at 50 million. And it's Liverpool and Barcelona want Arda Güler. So an 18-year-old Fenerbahçe starlet. This one comes from Turkish outlet Aksan. Now, this is a name that I'm actually surprisingly familiar with, because Liverpool have been linked with this kid quite a few times down the years. The Turkish Messi, of course, as he's been dubbed previously. And the Turkish outlet claims that Liverpool have accelerated their moves to finally sign 18-year-old Fenerbahçe starlet Arda Güler. Notice they use the word finally there. Güler's contract, due to expire in 2025, has a release clause of 20 million euros, which works out at around 17 million pounds. Last season, he made 20 appearances for the Superliga club and contributed 12 goals with... Contributed two 12 goals. I've got that wrong numerous times. I apologise. 6 goals and 6 assists. And he's currently made two appearances for the senior international Turkish side. Translating things from Turkish outlets often leads to difficult-to-read content. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, attacking midfielder, you know, obviously very talented. One that has been on the radar for quite some time now for a number of high-level clubs, including Liverpool, like I've already said. But for me, given that Fabio Carvalho was signed as an attacking midfielder, you know, nigh on 12 months ago, feels as though we're not going to go in the market for another one. Liverpool's stance on Carvalho seems to remain that he will stay as part of the club. He may well go on loan somewhere, potentially, but we're not interested in a permanent sale. So for me, it feels a bit strange that we'd go and sign another attacking midfielder, especially when we've got Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott already at the club. I don't see the need for this one. This one could be more the player or the player's agent angling for a move elsewhere. Who knows? But listen, like I've already said, obviously very talented. The season he's just had in the Superliga is very impressive. But in terms of where it fits for Liverpool, I just don't see it right now. We need different types of midfielders. We've got the attack-minded, the flair, the creative. We've got that boxed off in, like I say, the sense of, especially in the youth department and the youngsters, we're fine there. We need energy, legs, and a bit more steel in that midfield. And Arda Güler just isn't that, quite frankly. So yeah, another one, much like James Ward-Prowse, I mean, we're going to see dozens and dozens of midfielders linked with the Reds over the weeks and perhaps months to come. But I don't think this one has got particular legs to it, if I'm going to be brutally honest. So I will wrap up on that note. And I just want to tell you again that you still have time to take advantage of the MAC10 code on Redmen Plus, where if you sign up as a club captain, yearly subscriber, you will get a year's worth of content for half price. That's £25 for just a year. And I need to tell you that also includes the Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary that's coming out on the 23rd of June, episode 1. And I've got to tell you as well, it is an absolute masterpiece. So if you haven't already, get over to Redmen Plus, sign up as a club captain yearly, use the code MAC10, that's MAC10, and you will get half price on your subscription. What an absolute no-brainer that is. And I will leave you with that. I will speak to you all again soon. Thank you very much for listening. Take it easy.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's A-U-R-A aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.